The things that we know about transgenics that are already public, many of them that you just talked about, Tom, are one thing. I really do believe, Tom, that in some lab somewhere, secretly, they're miles and miles ahead of us doing things that would curl our hair if we knew about them. What do you think?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And since when in the history, for instance, of the United States, have they not always been probably at least two decades ahead of whatever we know? I mean, 12 years ago when I first came across the term transgenics, nobody at that time, if I had said, hey, guess what, in 10 years from now, in laboratories that are funded by government agencies both in the United States, Australia, the United Kingdom, China, and around the world, are going to be creating human embryos that are only part human, part animal for the purposes of research, you know, people would have thought I was out of my mind. Today, it's just old school. And so what does that tell us about where the government might be in terms of being two decades ahead of us? To go from what we know to what I suspect to be true is to read the book, The Ahriman Gate. And I'm not trying to sell it to anybody, but I mean, in that book, we're talking about SAPOC budgets, budgets that are way beyond congressional review, where dollars, you know, and you know this, Art, and most of your listeners know this. There's a reason why in a government budget it costs, you know, several hundred dollars to buy a hammer. There's a need for the flow of an enormous amount of money that goes into budgets that are beyond congressional review. Most congressmen are not even aware of what's going on in some of these budgets, and that's not a hidden fact. So you take what you know, and then you extrapolate that they're at least 10 years ahead of what you know. So you already know that DARPA and other agencies of the U.S. military have taken inspiration from Tolkien's Lord of the Rings, you know, this scene that is Saruman the Wizard, you know, creating his monstrous Uruk-hai to wage unending, merciless, relentless war. And then you look at these billions of American tax dollars that have been flowing into the Pentagon's Frankensteinian dreams of super soldiers and the extended performance warfighter programs, which are public knowledge. And these things not only envision injecting young men and women with different kinds of neurological and genetic concoctions to make them be able to fight all night, to control the uses of their internal organs, their brain functions, to deaden their human tendencies, the need for sleep, the fear of death, their reluctance to kill fellow human beings and all that. But, you know, there's been news out there for some time now that shows that they're already underway in actually working on schemes to alter the genetic code of soldiers by modifying bits of their DNA in order to fashion a new type of human specimen.
All right. Do you think we've actually already done that, Tom?
I mean, at the risk of sounding like, a prophet sounds like a nut in his own day. But later on, he's understood to have been a futurist.
Mm-hmm.
And in keeping with the theory behind my book, The Ahriman Gate, imagine the staggering implications now of using the kind of science we already know we had. Let's say if what we identify historically as Nephilim, the giants, imagine if those things had been found and that tissue with intact DNA has already been found. I don't think anybody would doubt that even our own government would use the extracted organisms from that material to experiment behind the scene on creating Homo Nephilim. And if people believe that those records of lore are true or are at least partly true, then that kind of a discovery could have either already been made or will be made someday. And when it's made, I mean, since when has our government ever restrained their uses of technology to make application behind the scene? They would not only experiment on something like that, they've experimented on their own citizens, and then they admit to it, you know, many years later when the culprits are beyond their culpability and can't be tried for it. We know that they would, and by the way, we already now have cloning methods that are being perfected, and we're talking about bringing back Tasmanian tigers and woolly mammoths and other extinct creatures. So the technology already exists to do some of this stuff, but it wouldn't just be bringing back something that's been dead for a long time. That I think that the temptation would be beyond them not to want to try to blend that matter with humans in the pursuit of creating some kind of superhumans. And through transhumanism, there's already in the public forum a move towards creating law that will allow people to be able to enhance themselves to the point that they're no longer human at all. And if people think I'm out on a limb, they can do Google searches at Google and Yahoo. Stanford University earlier this year hosted the first ever human enhancement, human tech conference. They had 200 of the leading futurists, transhumanists, legal scholars, bioethicists at Stanford University talking about what will be the legal rights of post-humans in the near future. Shortly after that, Oxford University hosted a similar conference. Other universities have done the same thing, Trinity. And then the Birkbeck Law School in the United Kingdom, which teaches future CSI, crime scene analysis, for law enforcement students, last year in 2006, they actually added a class called interrogating the post-human subject. They weren't talking about dead humans. They're talking about post-humans.
Yes.
And the whole idea being that everything we know about crime scene analysis will not work in the future when you are trying, let's say, to track down something that's part human, part wolf. I mean, if you've got a serial wolf man rapist, everything you know about crime scene analysis is out the door. And that's how serious all of our leading law schools are about this. It's going to happen. The president's own counsel.
So you think they're actually doing this right now, Tom?
I think that in the military we're already doing it, yes.